This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, October 7th. Who is God? Our reading comes from Isaiah chapter 40. With whom then will you compare God? To what image will you liken him? As for an idol, a metalworker casts it, and a goldsmith overlays it with gold and fashions silver chains for it. A person too poor to present such an offering selects wood that will not rot. They look for a skilled worker to set up an idol that will not topple. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood since the earth was founded? He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and its people are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens like a canopy and spreads them out like a tent to live in. He brings princes to naught and reduces the rulers of this world to nothing. No sooner are they planted, no sooner are they sown, no sooner do they take root in the ground than he blows on them and they wither, and a whirlwind sweeps them away like chaff. To whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal? Says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls forth each of them by name. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Why do you complain, Jacob? Why do you say, Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord. My cause is disregarded by my God. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Genesis 1, verses 26 and 27. God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." Around the world, there are many different religions and many different views about who or what God is. Some people believe there is one God. Some people believe there are many gods, and some believe there is no God at all. Some people say that God is whoever or whatever you want him or it to be, so it doesn't matter what you believe. While it may be fashionable to view God in a way like that, neither the Bible nor logic will allow it. The Bible teaches that there is one God who created the heavens and the earth. The one God has revealed himself to us as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And while the Father is God, the Son is God, and the Holy Spirit is God, there are not three gods but one God. This teaching is sometimes described with the word Trinity, and we can think of this in terms of tri-unity. Some people argue that this is a human-made teaching, but in Genesis, God says, "Let us make mankind in our image," referring to a plurality in the Godhead. And Jesus commanded his followers to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The truth of God in three persons is found throughout the Bible. And the one true God is completely wise, just, and good. Pray with me. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, thank you for your love and grace. Help us to truly know you, love you, and honor you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.